President Obama's proposed budget for fiscal year 2010 severely trims funding for Alaska programs. John Katz, Alaska's Director of State Relations in Washington, D.C., says there are five areas of concern he's closely watching as the budget process unfolds. The Denali Commission is in line for cuts to funding for programs aimed at worker training and health clinics.
It is expected that the base budget of the Denali Commission for their core purposes will be increased in the budget that the president announces next week, perhaps by as much as $10 million. But that won't compensate for the cuts that the president announced yesterday in terms of these specific programmatic areas.
Craig Johnson, Chief Operating Officer for the Denali Commission, says he's looking on the positive side. He says there will be a total of about $40 million in federal money for the commission this year.
You know, this $11.9 million in our base appropriation is actually the most we have received in a president's budget in the history of the commission. You know, it is a sign of support for the commission and what we're doing by the Obama administration.
Johnson says commission funding for the continuation of bulk fuel storage facilities and transportation is not affected. He says money for health facility construction, training programs, and energy grants for small villages, which were included in the 2009 budget, are significantly reduced under the proposed Obama budget.
We would not be able to continue to provide training opportunities for the construction jobs, the operations and maintenance jobs that we've been doing for the last 10 years. Without the funding for health facilities, we wouldn't be able to build the next clinic that is in need on our list.
The Obama budget is the commission's third smallest since its inception. In 2005 and 2006, it reached a high of $140 million in federal funds. According to Katz, water and sewer funds passed to the state through the Environmental Protection Agency are in the sights for some $10 to $19 million in cuts. The proposed budget also freezes the Fort Greely Missile Interceptor Program at its current level. The president has also proposed major changes in tax laws that affect the oil and gas industry on a national level. Katz says the impact on Alaska is not known at this time.
We know that Alaska is a high-cost environment for the oil and gas industry, that a lot of what they do in Alaska is right on the cusp of being profitable, and we just want to see how these cuts would affect their activities. Situation affecting the very large oil companies may be somewhat different than the independent companies.
Finally, an Obama proposal would roll funds allocated to individual states for salmon rehabilitation into funding for the Endangered Species Act. Katz says the conversion from state-by-state allocations to an ESA formula will overlook Alaska-specific salmon issues. He says under the Obama plan, funds destined for Alaska could be diverted to the lower 48 states, which have endangered salmon problems.